Hey, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here to help turn this country around and to further the leadership of the Republican Party. And I never go to a group without thanking you for giving me the opportunity of serving Iowans in the United States Senate. Just about 140 days from now, you and I are going to help elect 4 Iowa congressmen. We're going to fight to make sure we get a majority in both houses of the state legislature, and we're going to make Romney president of the United States and save this country. Now, while all that's going on over the next few days, I want you to know that I'm going to pursue fast and furious investigations. Thank you. Thank you. And if Eric Holder doesn't cough up those documents, he ought to get out of office. Our party must be and is and continue to be pro-family, pro-life, and pro-business. Back to the basics means staying with the Constitution. We need a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget. We need tax reform. And Obamacare, if it isn't declared unconstitutional next Monday, needs to be repealed. And we've got to get this fiscal policy turned around so we don't go the route of Greece and go into bankruptcy. America is a great nation. America is an exceptional nation. Our best days are ahead of us. And we've got to, in order to accomplish that, though, we've got to send Obama back to Chicago before he gives amnesty to 12 million people here illegally, as opposed to 800,000 yesterday. But I'm here today mostly for a call for unity. We all want to defeat President Obama. The country can't afford another 4 years of this agenda. In fact, it's only going to get worse. As you know, he told the president of Russia that just wait till after the election and I'll have more flexibility. He will have the flexibility to be even more liberal, do more things by executive order, and more destructive of the values that have made America the greatest country in our history. He must be nothing but a one-term congressman. Then we will reclaim America's future. It will take every Republican, every conservative, every defender of the Constitution working to make that happen, and we've got to be working arm in arm. We need to make our case. We take action for life. We take action for the next generation. We take action for the future of our republic. All of us inherited opportunity. Now it's our duty. It is our duty to secure and safeguard the freedoms that make that opportunity possible. Freedoms that little by little are leaving us because of this all-consuming power that the president thinks he has in a non-constitutional way. What our legacy will leave is the question. Step one to that worthy legacy is getting President Obama out of the White House. The Obama The Obama administration is a lost cause. The president proved it again last week when he said things are just fine with the private sector, but somehow they weren't just fine with the government because there's not a government employee and there aren't enough government programs, and that's what we have to make up for. But you know, and I know, that the more you look at what he said, the worse it gets. President Obama wants government to even be bigger and bigger. Instead, I hope you know, it's a private sector economy that we need to grow. That means getting government off the back of people who invest and create jobs. Right now, all levels of government consume 40% of our gross national product. High taxes and high deficit spending crowd out private investment that could grow the economy and grow jobs. It's pretty basic. Government consumes wealth. It doesn't create wealth. People like you create wealth. Economic freedom means entrepreneurs are free to innovate and prosper. Their gains don't come at the expense of others, as somehow people in Washington think it's a zero-sum game, and America is not a zero-sum game, or we'd still be 13 colonies. Instead, these people create opportunities. President Obama's agenda gets in the way of all of that. He added more than $5 trillion to the national debt, more than all the other presidents put together so far during his term, and hopefully his only term. He thinks big government is the answer to our health care system. He promised unemployment under 8% with a stimulus package costing $831 billion, and it hasn't been under 8% since the day that was passed. His class warfare divides America. We need a president to bring people together. For America to prosper, we must reduce the size of government, reform the tax code, provide certainty and predictability, and halt the federal government's regulation binge. We were, in fact, sold a bill of goods in 2008, and I think the American people, even those that voted for him, know that he was sold, that they were sold a bill of goods, even if you agree with what he wanted to accomplish. He hasn't accomplished what he said he was going to accomplish, even when they had complete control of all the political branches of government, the Senate overwhelmingly, the House and Pelosi overwhelmingly, and the presidency of the United States. Because you see, in 2008, he promised that he was going to be postpartisan. He is hyper-partisan. And I think if you and I look back to 2008, we know that he inherited a bad economic situation. But by every measure of the economy that you can think of, everything is worse. And he can blame Greece, he can blame Europe, he can blame kiosks in airports, and he can blame this and that. But after 3.5 years, this is his economy. He's got no excuse, and he's got to run on his economy. And that economy is that every measure of the economy is worse. Gas prices, jobs less, unemployment up, home values down, college tuitions up, poverty rates up, global competitiveness down, energy prices up, and the federal debt obviously is up. The presidential race, then, is a referendum on this guy. It's up to us to stick together to defeat him and to support our candidate, and I'll make it clear, my candidate, Mitt Romney. Our our candidate knows that Americans are smart enough to put their trust in themselves and their neighbors and not in the government. Mitt Romney knows that big government, looming tax increases, and they're very high coming down the road, and heavy-handed regulations is just one big wet blanket. And that wet blanket is being thrown by President Obama on free markets and job creation. He knows America stands for freedom, and America stands for opportunity, and America stands for hope, as no nation in history ever has, to give individuals the opportunity to seek and advance. As President, Mitt Romney will help America find its way once again as an exceptional nation. We reject the fact that there isn't something unique about America, and the 225th anniversary of our Constitution on September the 17th this year proves that. So we can make a difference. Iowa is in play. We've got to work hard to carry this state. Either it's four more years of President Obama, or it's a new day, and every one of you want it to be a new day. Let's unite to save America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.